We are joined by Top Boy Gino De Campo on the show today. Now, Gino, we noticed that online recently there was a couple of things that we found which suggested that A, Italian is the sexiest accent, and B, there was something else I found recently of all the unsexiest words in the English language. I'm wondering whether you can take... These are apparently unsexy words. Can you make any of these sexy?
Well, let's try.
All right. Cottage cheese.
A cottage cheese.
Katie.
Yeah.
On a scale
that
of one,
works.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy was that?
8.
8. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Sewage.
Sewage.
Yeah, that didn't work for me.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. Igloo.
Igloo.
Yeah.
That kind of that actually kind of tickled you verbally. That tickled you, didn't it, Katie? Turtleneck.
Turtleneck.
Yeah, that was really good. I love
basically,
that one.
It's the equation. The more syllables, the sexier
it
is.
The more of the Italian we get.
Yeah, so can we try then? If it's all about syllables, we could theoretically, what I'm going to ask you to say now should have Katie melting under the desk.
Okay,
can
let's
you
do
try
it.
And say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
I'll do the Italian version.
Okay, go on.
Bye. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Did it work?
That definitely worked better than Dick Van Dyke doing it.
See that? Katie prefers you to Dick Van Dyke, which is good. That's a big accolade for you. That's great. Listen, we know that you're currently the team captain on Celebrity Juice, the current series. We're thoroughly enjoying that on ITV2.
You.
You're doing an absolutely brilliant job. You're fantastic when we see you on This Morning as well. I think one of my favourite episodes was when Holly suggested that what you were cooking could be a British carbonara. I don't know whether you remember the phrase that you used then about wheels and your grandmother.
In Italian, we do have a say, you know, if my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike.
Yeah.
But then when they told me what bike also meant in English, I was mortified.
That's not what I meant at all.
But yeah, they found it funny.
It was extremely funny, whether you take the meaning of bike into it or not. It's just a great phrase, and I think this translation into English is fantastic.
I wanted to ask you one quick thing before you go. I'm desperate to be on a TV quiz show. Something kind of general knowledge related, and I wondered if you had any tips for contestants on those sorts of shows.
But why would you want to be a contestant of a quiz show?
Because I want to prove to Cam that I am actually cleverer than he thinks I am.
All right.
But you're on Celebrity Juice, which is kind of a quiz show.
Would you like to come on Celebrity Juice?
Yeah, I would love to come on Celebrity Juice.
You need to be a celebrity first, though.
No. We can drop the celebrity bit.
I'll just be on Juice.
I'm sure Keith Lemon's somewhere going, no, we can't.
No, we can just do a Juice night.
Oh.
Forget about the celebrity part.
Okay. Well, maybe we don't televise that, but you can film it if you want in the privacy of wherever you want.
And then we can play your game, Come Again.
Yes, yes.
You know, we can do it all in one night, man. We can definitely make this happen.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for taking time out to be on the show today.
Hey, guys, it's absolutely a pleasure. Absolutely a pleasure. And thank you for having me on. And big kiss to all your listeners.